reading from Exodus chapter 36, verses 6 and 7. Then Moses gave an order, and they sent this word throughout the camp. No man or woman is to make anything else as an offering for the sanctuary. And so the people were restrained from bringing more, because what they already had was more than enough to do all the work. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Tuesday, Testimony Tuesday, April 27th, 2021. And you might wonder, where did he come up with that verse out of Exodus and why? Well, one of our three topics today, I don't know, Pastor Juan, if we're going to be able to cover all of them, but I want to talk about an initiative that you and I have been praying about for, I guess, over a year now.
Yes.
Since that prayer gathering, I guess, way back last year.
Last year, pre-COVID.
So we want to talk a little about the pastor initiative that we hope will be spreading throughout our ministry. And then the WLUJ Share, we're in the midst of that. It started this morning, and it'll go through Friday. So we're going to talk about that, the great listeners that are supporting this radio ministry. And then we'll close out our program with some Testimony Tuesday time with listener letter, some of the mail that we received. And I just put a handful on the countertop here, and we'll spend some time reading that. So before I start off with the pastor initiative, I want to congratulate you on the unanimous vote to become our new board chairman. So Pastor Juan has served on our radio board for a couple months, and just a few weeks ago, board member John Jennings, who had served as our chairman of the board, stepped down, and you had a unanimous vote, and we got to say thank you, God, for raising up Juan. So I'll spend two quick minutes. So over a year ago, Pastor Juan became a part of this prayer service that we held at Lincoln Square here, and he and I just touched base, and then we started talking, and we started thinking, like, gosh, we have the same vision for ministering to pastors, reaching the lost, the effectiveness of Christian radio. It seemed like just about every topic we talked on, we were like, yeah, I agree, and oh, that's how I feel, or I'm passionate about that. So we had what they'd say kindred spirits. We got along. And I said, oh, we got to get you into the studio. So we had you on a Mark and Friends program, and that just kind of solidified. Oh, yay, God, you know, we got along, and then had some phone conversations and some emails about how could we effectively minister to pastors and encourage and bless them and bless their ministries. So I don't know. We had a number of hour-long conversations just brainstorming. And then there was a period of some months that, you know, we both are extremely busy with ministry work and other things. Yeah. We didn't touch base. And then Marianne, I can't remember, this might have been 4 or 5 months ago, as we were talking about increasing our board, and some board members that had served for a number of years were stepping down. And I was saying, yeah, I'm praying up who God would raise up to be a part of our board. And Marianne says, what about Pastor Juan Laredo? And I'm like, oh gosh, I didn't even think of him. He would be wonderful and he would be great. And I said, I'm going to call him as soon as I get home. And so I called you up and we talked about it, and you and your wife, Kelly, prayed over it. And you talked, I think, with some of your board members. And next thing I know, you said, hey, Mark, I would be privileged. I'd be honored. I'm willing to serve on your board. And so that happened a few months ago. And then as we continued to talk through the future of the radio ministry, and knowing that John Jennings, our current board chair, was going to be stepping down, as I prayed it up and talked with a few other board members, everyone thought, Juan is passionate about reaching the lost. He loves Christian radio. You and he get along really well. It seems like everything that he preaches and talks about and teaches lines up with the direction that this ministry is going. And he's got a lot of great background and expertise working with people and working with businesses and such. And you and I had been talking a lot of emails over different things.
Yes.
And the growth and expansion that we're going through. And so I approached you, I guess, about a month ago or so and said, might you entertain the idea of becoming our board chair? And you were pretty humbled and honored and said, wow.
Yes.
And anyway, so my 2 minutes is way beyond that. But thank you for having the vision for this radio ministry to educate, edify, and evangelize. And so we're excited to share you with our radio family. And we'll be saying more in the days ahead. I'll have you back for sure, because
Absolutely.
There's so many topics that I want to cover today. But yeah. I wanted our listeners to know that we unanimously approved you as our board chair and prayed over you and are excited that you're serving in this new role. And you've been to the Springfield studio a number of times. You've met the team there, and we just are excited to share you with our listeners. But you and I have been talking about this pastor initiative. How can we minister to the area pastors? How can we bring them together? How can we help be an encouragement or a resource?
Yes.
And so that was something on your heart, and I wholeheartedly agreed with. So we set a date, and it's going to be Friday, May 7th.
May
We're
7th.
Going to be treating area pastors, those that are mostly around the greater Champaign, Urbana, Champaign County area. But I do hope we're going to have this initiative in Springfield and Lincoln and some other communities in the months ahead, but we're inviting pastors to come for a special Olive Garden lunch.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate Jason Hodges. He's the general manager there working with me on this. But this was a letter that we crafted and sent out to some of our pastor friends. Dear Pastor, and it was, you know, if it was Pastor Paul or Pastor Herb or Pastor Jason, I hope you are well in light of this very difficult season we're in. I'm writing because a few of us have been praying up a new initiative to bring pastors together to see how we can best minister to them and build up the communities they serve. We'd love for you to be a part of the discussion, so much so that we're providing a free Olive Garden catered meal.
Mm.
Big smiley face
Amen.
There. You know how that comes from my heart. Our plan is to meet at the Great News Media Center, 112 Lincoln Square, Urbana, right across from the indoor food court in the mall at noon on Friday, May 7th. Pastor Juan Laredo, Champaign First Church of the Nazarene, and our new radio board chairman and I are hosting the event, and David and Kay Lemons are also helping to get the word out because they were doing some initiatives, talking to some pastors and sending out emails. And they were also involved in the prayer ministry gathering that we had last year. Then this letter goes on to say, and this was an email sent out to some friends, we want to bless and encourage you, so please join us. If you need more information, reply to the email, mark@greatnewsradio.org, or call me, and then I give my cell number. If you want to include other pastor friends, send this message on to them and have them contact me. And then I close out with, we hope to see you on Friday, May 7th at noon. Please respond as soon as possible so we can plan accordingly. Glory to God. So I share that as we would ask you listeners to be praying up how we can bring pastors together.
Mm-hmm.
We can encourage them and bless them to be effective. And you have a pastor's heart,
yes,
Pastor Juan, because you're a pastor. And
you know, one of the things I want to encourage all the pastors here, this is just, you know, bringing the pastors together so that we can have a kindred spirit with one another. And what is the initiative that we all pastors want to do in the community? And that is to lead people to Jesus Christ, to a knowledge and relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who bled and died for us. And that is the whole goal. And not only that, you know, we want to encourage other pastors how we can partner with them in ministry. There's some pastors that are discouraged because of the COVID-19 epidemic that we've experienced just here and lately, and some of their churches received a decline. But what better way to partner up with other pastors to encourage them, to let them know they're not alone, that we are a team, that we're in this together with them, and that there are brothers and sisters in Christ who are ministering to others. And that, to me, is the whole goal, the whole purpose of this initiative. We want to connect pastors with other pastors in the community and not just talk about doing ministry, but talk about doing life together Christ.
Yeah, so that's going to be happening in less than 2 weeks on Friday, May 7th. If you're interested or maybe interested to have us help pull that together in your community, we can talk more. We're going to launch it here at the Great News Radio Center, and I don't know if we're going to have 20 or 30 pastors. I don't know how many will ultimately respond, but I've told the Olive Garden that allow me to add extra meals right up to the last minute. But the goal is just to encourage the pastors to meet together, to pray. And with this radio ministry and the way we can honor our pastors and celebrate what God's doing in their churches through our public service announcements and other things, we just want to encourage pastors. So more to say in the coming days, but if you're a pastor and you're in driving distance of our Urbana studio, set aside noon time on Friday, May 7th, and just get in touch with me, mark@greatnewsradio.org, and I can give you all the specifics. So that's number one.
All right.
Number two, WLUJ, the Share-a-thon has started.
And yay!
It's a little different than some of the past Share-a-thons because the goal is a little different because I'm trusting the ongoing monthly givers are going to continue to give ongoing monthly gifts, that the people that give one-time gifts or special gifts will continue to give their one-time or their special gifts. But as I looked at their budget and we extrapolated and fine-tuned and extended numbers and projections and such, we thought if $77,000 in new money, maybe first-time givers, or maybe you gave $25 a month and you're now going to give $30 a month, that $5 increase would be towards that $77,000 goal. Or maybe somebody is going to say, you know, usually during the share I give $1,000, I want to give $1,200, $100 a month for the whole year. That additional monies would be added up towards the $77,000 goal. So it's a little different because people are saying, well, usually you have a bigger number. Well, it's because we have a lot of faithful ongoing givers, so we're going to trust they're going to keep giving.
And thank God for that.
Oh, yeah, and we're so very thankful for those that give and continue to give on an ongoing basis. But as we projected the numbers towards the end of the year, if $77,000 of new money was raised, and it doesn't have to all be raised right now, it can be given in increments through the end of the year, we might not have to have a fall share-a-thon. And I would love and pray that we could focus all of our energy and time and listener appreciation gatherings and various events and other activities to bring people together, and that God would provide through the $77,000 so that we could focus on ministry. And I think it can work out, and God's behind it. And as much as we enjoy the share and bringing people together, there are a number of people that don't like that their programs are being preempted, or something that they listen to at 7 in the morning now has to be dedicated to a week of fundraising. And so I'm hoping and praying and trusting that God's going to supernaturally provide the funds that we need. So maybe share can be eliminated after this share. Maybe not. Maybe God will continue to say, nope, that's the means, that's the mechanism, that's the way that the station will continue to be funded. But Great News Radio for these 25 years have never had a share. And so this is new as the general manager overseeing the ministry. I would love to gift the WLUJ family of stations to not have to do the share because of how God has faithfully supplied through these givers. It's just they're used to, or they're taught to call in twice a year and make a pledge. And I'm hoping many of them are going to say, you know what, I'm going to always pledge anyways because I love the ministry work. Jesus is being raised up. I'm excited about the ministry. They're touching lives. And so we're going to trust that you're going to continue to give, and new givers are going to come on board, so much so that if we raise this $77,000, I really believe that with the continued giving and the special year-end gifts and those that feel led of God to give when they feel led of God to give, that when that all happens, there's going to be enough money to pay our bills and do the ministry work God's called us to do. So please join me in praying through this share. I'm excited to be a part of it. I'll be there volunteering some days and meeting with people, and some of our board is going to be there, and the faithful volunteers that the WLUJ family has had these many years through these many shares have done an impressive job. And so I'm just hoping that we can devote our attention to other kinds of ministry to serve the people. And it's up to God. This is His ministry. Amen. It's up to Him to put it on people's hearts to give. Yes. And I trust as we're faithful, as we're good stewards of the money, anyone that knows me, I could get a lot out of that nickel or dime or that dollar that's donated. We all work really hard.
And Mark, I just want to just do a shout out, if I may, to the volunteers that are working so vigorously to partner with us with Great News Media and WLUJ. I just want to say thank you for your service to the Lord. You're there at the radio station volunteering your time, where you could spend it somewhere else, but instead you're choosing to do something great for the kingdom of God. And by spreading the news of Jesus far and wide, in your time spent there is a wonderful gift to Great News Media.
Yeah, yeah. And so, if you're feeling so moved to call, I have a number for you to call in. And knowing that Mark and Friends has been on Great News Radio these 25 years, it's newer. It's only been a year on the WLUJ family of stations. But if you tune in and you appreciate Mark and Friends and our passion to reach the lost, to educate, edify, and evangelize, call now, 217-528-2300. That's 217-528-2300. Maybe you're a first-time donor, and so whatever you pledge and desire to give either this week or by the end of the year, that can be tallied and a part of the $77,000 need that we want to raise so that we can maybe not have share-a-thons in the future. Though, we'll leave that up to God, but call now and be a part of the share. And there's some great volunteers that will answer the phone. They'll take some information down, and we'll see how God raises up the $77,000. But call 217-528-2300, especially if you're a listener to the WLUJ family of stations. So we appreciate your support during this time.
Great.
Now, we have some listener mail here, so I guess we have about 5 or 6 minutes of highlighting some of the people that write us, that have made donations, that make this ministry possible. So I'll defer to you.
Yes.
You pick one up?
Hey, you know what? First of all, when I first came in here, I didn't know how we're going to get through this stack of mails that I see on the floor there.
Yeah,
you have a huge pile.
Yeah, that's my big bag. I'm a little behind most days. I read listener mail, and then I've been sidetracked with other events and announcements. So
no, don't let him fool you, folks. This man is diligent in his work. He loves the Lord, and he loves hearing from you. He loves reading your mail. And as a matter of fact, I just want to say a special thanks to Sharon from Danville, Illinois. She says, "Mark and staff, my soul sings to our God. How great thou art. Happy Easter to you, and keep on doing what you're doing. Thank be to God." She also adds back here wonderful, beautiful colors that these Easter colors that she has colored each letter on this offering card here.
Oh, yeah. Every time she writes, there's always like two or three different colors of ink and pencils and colors. Yeah, that's
I'm going to have to try to do that sometime.
Here's a special note. In fact, John Swinford sent me this in an email because the donation and the message went to the WLUJ family of stations. But this is talking about WLLM. We have three different formats with this ministry. And she writes, "WLLM staff, thankful for a station that offers the most inspirational music of all the Christian radio stations in the area. Especially enjoy the 8 p.m. hour and weekend 2 hours recorded music. Thank you for including hymns in your programming. May God continue to bless you. Sincerely in Christ, Rebecca." And Rebecca writes from the Lincoln Correctional Center. And so appreciate you, Rebecca. Thank you for the generous support and the donation. And I'm hoping that the Singing Men of GNN will be singing again in the fall, maybe, at the Correctional Center. We love our concerts there because the gals, it's a women's correctional facility, they worship right along with us. And so maybe I'll get to meet her, at least from a distance. Sometimes they allow us to get pretty close. In fact, I was pretty amazed. We had some great interaction with everyone the last time we sang there, but appreciate your support.
What a blessing that was. You know, I'm thinking here, just kind of picturing you up there ministering to those people in the correctional facility, and you're just fulfilling the gospel. Jesus Christ, you know, he went to those that were broken, and you are going to places where people are broken, then they need the good news. Yeah. And thank you for sharing that.
And thank you, God, that the radio signal can penetrate walls, even walls that we put up.
That's
through
right.
However the Holy Spirit brings conviction and hope. And we have a number of people that write us from Lincoln and share that the radio programming, the teaching really helps them.
Well, praise the Lord. Well, I have another note here. Another giver says, her name is Donna, and she's from Tolono, Illinois. And she says, "I love your music and the message throughout the day. Thank you. God bless you and your staff, Donna." Thank you, Donna, for this wonderful gift that you have provided. And I pray that God will bless you in return.
Yeah, Donna's written us for many, many years. We have so many faithful monthly givers, and we appreciate Donna. This comes from another wonderful listener, Miss Shirley from Rantoul. I listen to 89.3 a lot and enjoy the word and the great music. Thanks be to God for your ministry. And she signs it, Shirley. Well, thank you, Shirley. We often say, Pastor Juan, together we do better. It's, you know, some support the radio ministry financially. Some volunteer their efforts. Some pray for us daily. You know, there's many ways to get involved and to assist.
Well, I have another one here. Cindy. Cindy from Farmer City, Illinois. She says, thank you for your broadcast. Your message is so encouraging. Love you. She put little hearts
in. All right. Hey, before we close out the program, the WLUJ Share is going on today through Friday. If you want to call in a pledge or a donation, we're trying to raise $77,000 in new money. So those of you that give and continue to give, certainly call in and make your pledge. But we're trying to raise $77,000 in new monies. So maybe that's an increase. Maybe you give $25 and you're going to give $30 every month. Or maybe you usually give a $300 gift and you decided you're going to spend some of that COVID money that you got and make it $500, or you're just going to do a first-time-ever gift of $100 or $10. That would be wonderful. Yes. Call 217-528-2300, 217-528-2300. Well, Pastor Juan, we covered the three topics, the Pastor Initiative that's starting in less than 2 weeks. The WLUJ Share is going on, and Testimony Tuesday through the cards and letters that we received. We appreciate your mail. Write us anytime, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. We cherish your messages of encouragement, your support, and together we do better. Well, Pastor Juan, exciting times here during this WLUJ Share. And again, a shout out to all the volunteers, to those that have been working weeks in advance with all the preparation and the data entry, the mailings. It takes a lot of effort, a lot of hours, a lot of involvement to pull it all together. And so your support is requested. It's needed. It'll be used for kingdom purposes, advancing that good news message of Jesus. And that's what I love about WLUJ. We're lifting up Jesus. We're proclaiming him as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. It's his ministry, and it's to his glory that we raise these funds as we operate efficiently and judiciously and want to always pay our bills on time. And so if you're a part of the WLUJ listening family or want to give special support for this share as we're looking for $77,000 in new money. So if you've never given before, now would be a wonderful time. Or if you do give, but you want to give extra towards that $77,000, then call 217-528-2300. That's 217-528-2300. Pledge your support, what you can give now through the end of the year, or maybe a special one-time gift. Together we do better. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Pastor Juan Laredo with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.